You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Suneko Taniuchi. Suneko, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you for inviting me, and I'm very happy to be here with you.
Suneko, I'm glad to hear that, and I want to talk about what you're doing. I know you're talking to me from Paris. Can you tell me a little bit about the micro events that I know you won national grants for, French national grants? What are exactly the micro events that you've been organizing?
Yes. So micro events, I created the concept of the micro events in 1995 as a way of rethinking the relation between the viewer, the artwork, and the artist. So the why is the micro events? Because I wanted to invent a term other than performance, a new questioning the relation between individuals and society. And for me, an artist, it is important creating and enriching experience for the spectator for changing society. And the micro event stems from my desire to be on the same level as the public. I invite the viewer to take part in an experiment consisting of small-scale targeted actions that transcend the limits between art and life, questioning reality, tradition, representation, norms, and codes. And then these micro events were born from urban social networks, which are coming together and coming apart every day, continuously moving their frontiers. It is precisely this idea of frontiers that is interesting to me, and that I'm trying to highlight the frontier between art and reality, but also the one that prevails in the sharing of identities, the multiplicity of identities, whether they are based on sexual orientation, gender, social, class, or culture. So I have thus created 49 micro-events since 1995 until today. Now I'm working for number 50 of micro-events, which is composed of three parts.
So tell me a little bit about, I want to hear about the number 50, but let's talk about some of the first ones. What did the first micro-events look like? Can you give me an example of them and walk me through what the viewers might have seen in the first micro events?
Yes, micro event. First micro event constructed or organized the one exhibition in the gallery of in Paris, Chez Ballantin, and I thought that one night I have to organize the dinner, which is the I invite the art curator and also artist and also gallerist all about in the same place in the gallery. And then I made a dinner and to the different foods of culture, so that like a Japanese or French or Arabian foods also and then also also the wine, or also the drinks, or the different things also. And this is the thought idea of the same society community we have our normally in the same language, so that we can communicate inside in the community, and then I try to do the catastrophe, do the struggle on the first
That's okay. These are the first events, and I can understand how you staged these. This one was a dinner, and you're inviting curators, and so the event isn't a traditional performance, but it's one where everyone's interacting and meeting one another, and life and art mix. That's what happened in the first ones. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And then it ended the catastrophe of the end of this micro event. This is the my aim is for, the micro event is the no communication, and no even if we are the same community, so that I present this idea, and this is my first micro event. It's so called Atonomatsuri Too Late. So this is 1995. I organized this dinner to invite the people in the same community, but we couldn't communicate each other, even if we are the same community. And where is the language is the is the same language we can communicate, and this is the question of this micro event, aim of this micro event.
So I understand, and tell me, how did people that just began it, and then you wanted to do more micro events? What was the reaction from people the first time? Did they want more? It sounds like it was a wonderful feeling.
This amazing this something like a scandal, which is provocated to present this micro event, there are many people they agreed with my event. Also the day before the opening, I invite people from the art world, and before the meal, I ask certain person to push the scenario. There is a scenario to the limit to create this catastrophe, and 3 days after the dinner in the gallery, the public came to the opening. There was total disorder, chaos on the table, floor, and wall, and Polaroid images taken during the dinner were presented, accompanied by a text. And this is it. So 3 days after this event, the public came to see the result of this event. And this is the first micro event to the first event of micro events.
And how did the and did the public enjoy coming to see the result of it? They're looking at text and images. Is that correct?
Yes, and then there is the table and the dishes and the garbages all listed in the place, and they're very astonished. Of course, I didn't say anything about this micro event, so they have to think about it with the images, what happened, they can see, and then also text that explain this event, why I have to do the this kind of event for micro event number one. And so so this is a kind of conceptual also, but it's very amusing, provocative one, I think. And
right, because as people try to understand what's happening, and so tell me a little bit more about you've done 49 of these events. They're all different. Have many of them been dinners? I want to talk about the more recent ones, the wedding series. But before we talk about that, was there another micro event that you want to mention that was you thought was very important in the first 49?
49, it's very important. And also marriage is also very important. Marriage for everyone. And also the micro event 50, I did it, the third part of micro event 50. For also, this is the about the food also, and this is also I have to mention to this talk. So you want to?
Yeah, tell me about. I want to talk about the marriage, but is there another event 40 or event 30? That you want to mention that was also very important. I want to talk about the marriage micro event. But was there an earlier event that also you want to talk to me about?
It's okay. I prefer the, also the marriages also so that I can talk of micro event marriages, a series of micro events.
Okay, tell me how that started. Tell me how the wedding series, the marriage series started.
Okay.
What was the first one? Because I know that, you know, that has a certain, in a sense, organization to it because it's not gender-based. And so can you tell me a little bit about how the first one started? And then, because that's what also you got a lot of support for. Is that correct? Through grants?
The first is not the grant. the 2002 is the first marriage, and after it's several marriages. I do it, and the Center Pompidou at the Center Pompidou, and the Macbeth Museum, and also Hotel de Ville in Paris. Several things is granted, but the first is a small scale, but it was very successful. The first micro event marriage, and then this photos and the video were bought by the museum collections also, the first first one.
And, the first marriage, the first marriage event were bought by the museums?
Yeah. And then also,
tell me a little bit about that, because I'm interested in how it's collected. How did the museum buy that event, since it's so ephemeral? It doesn't really exist, right? What did they buy, or how does a museum acquire something like that?
Yeah, so always I try to keep or construct my documents, like documents, or for me it's an artistic work, photo and a video after the micro event or performance. And so after each wedding, I was photographed with each of my wives and husbands, and the photos were then placed in an old-fashioned golden frame. The choices I made in conceiving the performance, for example, the wedding dress bought at a popular shop called Tati, the wedding dress of all brides, participate in the kitsch aesthetic that underlined popular aesthetic as opposed to high art, and so that the performance is ephemeral, but I try to keep the some documents, photo and video, and exhibit it. And first marriage of documents, photo and video, and other also, I exhibited in a museum, MACBA Museum, and then at that time, 2012, and at that time, they bought this first marriage installation. They bought it from me. So this was 2012. They bought it. No, 2011 or 12. And the first the piece I did it is 2002. So 10 years ago, 10 years after they bought it.
Huh. And tell me a little bit more about the wedding thing. You mentioned there's a, who is getting married? They're not getting married to you, correct? They're getting married to each other. So how do you choose the people who are getting, who you're marrying? And are you conducting the ceremony? You're the person who would marry them, the priest? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. So so that with the performance weddings, I organized and I offered participants, so that candidates of weddings, an experience of mutual consent. So though the act lasted 5 minutes, so I organized with the some kind of priest, but it's not religious, and it was a very ritual, like a real ritual marriage, something. And also I have to say, ritual ceremony is very short, like a 5 or 10 minutes, and then declaration is just 5 minutes. It was a very genius, genuine, and live moment. And it was not a proud gesture, but 5 minutes of sincerity. So that I married each candidate, whether a man or woman or a group, and then continue to about 20 marriage in one wedding performance. And it lasted sometimes 3 hours, 4 hours, and after we celebrated the cake and also dance the same of the ceremony of the weddings. But it's not the same thing of the wedding, because my marriages are it's same sex marriages and marriages for LGBTQIA and heterosexual also. So the ritual that constructed allow to the creation of a rhizome. Thus, without the notion of procession or ownership, we remain free. And I'm open to marrying persons with different genders, identities, and sexual orientation. And so after each wedding, I told you, I was photographed with each of my wives and husbands, and the photos were then placed in an old-fashioned golden frame. So these documents of photo and the video, also video, was each time asked the videoist to take the event, micro-event, marriage, so that
I understand. So that's what's left over. When you said you're photographed with your wives and husbands, just to be clear, you're not married to them. You married them together, but you don't have more wives and more husbands yourself through this, do you?
Yes. Yes, I married with them, and I am only one bride. I mean that I asked the organization institution try to gather the candidate for my marriage, for the micro event marriage, and they gathered the candidate for the wedding, and there are 20 or 30 people for want to get to marry with me.
Okay, and so I understand. Let me just ask you this: how many that makes you have also many wives and many husbands?
Yes.
That our continual relationship is, and so if that's the case, do you continue to keep in touch with them? Do you consider them part of your family? How does your interaction with them happen after you are married to them, all the wives and the husbands that you have?
Yes, and after the marriage ceremony performance, it depends on them, but normally it's finished, and then the memory we did it this moment, 5 minutes, this experience keep the memory of our life the end of our until the end of our life or not. I don't know. And so it's very the ephemeral experience, but it's very very strong impact for them. So my my work is I organize these very particular precisely the moment and then ceremony also, and then the choose the flower, choose the person who did it, who did the like a notaire in French, and so and then we do also repeat rehearsal also sometimes, and the so that aesthetic, I mean the aesthetic is also very important to express this idea, very important for me. So I have to receive their candidate to who want to marry me and participate this micro event marriage, and then this is my this is my work also, one of my work, I mean, and so it's there. So until now, about 300 marriage I did it, I make it, but there is no consummation. I mean, it's not the real. Real weddings, so
right.
A fake. It's not fake, but it's artistic. I mean, artistic
right.
Or wedding. Okay, so it is, but it is the meaning of our society, and then also to also fight with the marriage for everybody, for same sex marriage also, and so that in France the ceremony is crime for an opening of respect to others. My micro events are done since 1995 and the wedding since 2002. They accompany the fights for the law allowing marriage between same sex, who passed in 2013 in France. So this is also the political the aim to cover to defend this marriage also, so that it's several aims to continue to this marriage. So the last is 2014 at Le Forum in Tokyo, Fondation Hermès. And but they asked me to do the marriage for everybody in within the solo exhibition in Fondation Hermès, but I was very doubtful because the Japanese can understand this sense, and then also the marriage, same sex, is they can understand this meaning. And then
right.
I said, wow, I have to think about it. I said to the curator, but they wanted really. And then okay, I decided to do that same-sex marriage in Japan, 2014. They were very, very happy to participate, and also public also. They are very, very happy, and they were very, very happy, and the candidate for wedding is from China, candidate from China who comes to Tokyo and the also Hokkaido also. And then I was very astonished for their reaction for this event, but I'm very happy. I was very happy to finally I did it in marriage wedding in Japan.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
In Tokyo.
That's exciting. So let me ask you this. That's what you'll be doing next. The number 50 will be another marriage.
And now is and I told you that 50 is the now I have to. I'm working for 50 on my event, and which is recently obtained the grant from the CNAP, National Center of Plastic Arts in France, and also FNAGP, National Foundation of Graphic and Plastic Arts. And this event, micro-event, composed with three parts. And I started my project, Microevent 50, with my lecture, Microevent 50, Performance Consideration and Intersectional Feminism, as part of the study group on image and gender, co-organized by the Women's University of Japan, held in Tokyo in July this year. And so I realized also the third party of microevent, which is based on food and its cultural and social values. And I invited 17 students from different origin and cultures of Parsons Perry, the new school, within the framework of the workshop in April 2018. So they invented new menu in mixing from original cultural recipes. For example, guacamole is mixed with Lebanese bread or Turkish salad, Swiss chocolate with French fraise tagata, or sweet potato, American-African originated food, meat, honey, and Moroccan musemen, it means crepe, pancake, or American apple cider, and also sushi megas. It is a kind of Arabian sausage mixed with maki sushi. And in maki sushi, in order to put raw fish, salmon, tuna, we could put the Arabian sausage, so-called Mergas, which is one of the typical food from North African immigrants in France. From these recipes, we recognize the strange taste or super fantasy taste, but maybe we can accept some of this new taste. And so today's urban society is made up of a large number of immigrants, and often the collaboration between people of different origin creates social issues. Through my artistic work, I intend to intervene in these realities and reflect with the public on this problem by staging meal shared with the spectators. In this micro event, we eat together menu made from original recipes and ingredients from different cultures. They are made in front of the audience. So
love that.
I want to create a performance in different contexts in collaboration with participants who are different origin and culture, and in front of a new audience, in order to render possible unexpected collaboration. So this is the third party of the micro event 50, and but I do in 2003. I created first time the Sushi Mergas event in my micro event number 6. This Sushi Mergas, which was also presented at the Palais de Tokyo in 2004 and at the Macbeth Museum in last year in 2017 at the European Museum Night. So thus I create micro events as contemporary art reflecting the reality and which refers to gender and intersectionality in feminism. I'm very interested from the point of view post-colonial and global capitalism. Mm-hmm. And then the third one, but first and second one, I have created and a third party has to together. I have to present here in Paris and also Normandy and also New York City and the Emily Harvey Foundation also. So I try to do work hard now. Also and maybe. I can mention the number 49, if you want to talk about it.
I like what you've done so far. That's very exciting. The events that are coming up and I suppose the listeners can also research more. I want to thank you for talking to me about all this, and it's a very interesting project that seems so important now. And I want to ask you what you're reading at the moment, because I ask everybody that at the end, and I know that also affects your work. So, can you tell me what you're reading now?
Yes, so that it's also I'm interested in A Body That Matter, Judith Butler, also. And these are the phrase on the placard with them. The young participant Blondish these placard, so that I have to I'm interested in all the political reading, for example, Une Nouvelle Conscience Planétaire, Achille Mbemba, Freedom is Constant Struggle, Angela Davis, There is No Home, This Is Me, and so on, Me Too, or Fools. So Fools' phrase reflect our society and according the time of migrant world, I want to say. These are the, and also I'm interested in and website. There's every day there's a news, and then also I like it very much in Paul de Preciado also. He is a very, very good philosopher also,
Very good. That's a lot of reading. So these are a lot of texts that you're drawing from.
Yes. And I have to write and read. I have to do study also. And I don't have much time, but I am very, very interested in this phenomenon now and before also. The Fukushima catastrophe also in Japan. I'm interested in and what is the justice and what is the democracy also. This is also the we have to fight, but I have to fight with my micro events also.
Sure.
It's very, very important for me to continue to do artwork, and this artwork to influence or reflect, and then also to help the social movement to have a solution, and we have to have a better life, better society, and then there are many the people mixed also. It's very there are very, very suffering also, and so we have to do something. And then also,
it's
very important to do this kind of thing. And then, art is not only the aesthetic and then a very decoration or capitalism, the object artist. Object very high, but we need also to sell also, but it is not only this kind of thing. We have to think about our society, our world also, and. Very, very hard for me now. And then I think it's the many people disappointed, all the political and social and then movement. And we can't we come to resolve the thing, and then also France also, and the other country and U.S. Also, and then China was or something. Very, very disappointed of this phenomenon. And we have to do, to do the with our art work.
I hope it
will be possible to do that. And the culture now is culture is in France also now culture is don't have the budget and we can't have support from the government or the other or also the public and private support is very, very short now, and
right.
I hope I don't know in the U.S., but in Japan there's no budget now. So
right. Same here. Yeah. So we need more.
All right. Yes. Yes. And then we have to do something, I do it in the micro event because it's I said that small action targeted to the individual, and this is
yeah.
my mind my purpose to do the micro event. This is not political movement very big, but. Petit à petit, little by little, we can do something and influence the participants, also public, around our community or society, and then nation, and then international and the worldwide. And I hope that we can do something. Like this, and I hope so too.
I think that's what you're pointing towards. And Suneko, mm-hmm. I want to thank you for talking with me today. I really enjoyed talking to you about this, and I wish you many more micro events. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.